Lord for that song of praise. Because I'd like for us to know that none but the righteous, hallelujah, shall be God. I thank the Lord, hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I wasn't expecting to get up tonight. I thought I was going to get up tomorrow. Marvin and Mother Curly gave me a little shock. But I thank the Lord, Minister. That's what I was saying. You got to always be ready to give a hope for what lies within you. Give an answer. And I thank the Lord just for being able to give. I thank the Lord for the title of our Sunday school class because that's been down in me. Holy, living, and walking in truth. Hallelujah! That's been down in me, hallelujah, because I know that we cannot. We have to walk like Jesus wants us to walk. That's holy living. We cannot walk like we want to walk or like the world wants us to walk. But we want to walk, we want to live holy, we have to live holy like Jesus wants us to walk. We have to teach our students that.
Yes.
As the Sunday school teachers, we have to teach our students that they have to want, if they want to live holy and walk in truth, that they have to have the Holy Ghost. That's what they have to have. They cannot live holy unless they have the Holy Ghost. Elder Stephen Sutter says that heavenly gift. They cannot do it. Too many people, like he said, are trying to live holy in a fleshly man. And you can't do it. We have to tell them that they have to try to get the Holy Ghost. That's one thing that I always say every service that our pastor, I said, Ben, you're going to have to be accounted for that. Because he tells us every service that you have to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He tells us that he never fails to tell us that. He says that the truth is that all men be saved and come in knowledge of the truth, and the truth is that you have to be baptized in Jesus' name,
yes,
and you have to tarry for the Holy Ghost. There will be no excuse for us. But he says that to us in every show. Every time he says it, I say, there's no excuse. If you know that, there's no excuse. We have to tell our students that. We have to tell them that in order for them to live holy, they must, not they can or they should, they must have the Holy Ghost. They must have the Holy Ghost in order to live holy. And they must have the Holy Ghost to walk in truth. They can't do it without that. And we have to encourage the saints, not only the students who are not saved, we have to encourage the saints in our classes who are saved, that they have to keep the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they have to live holy.
Yes, that's right.
They have to live holy. They just cannot live fleshly and expect them to say they're living holy. Because it's not going to work.
No, it's not.
Because if you think about, look at our text, and I'm going to sit down because I'm not preaching. But you look at our text because I love it. Where the third John, on the third verse, the fourth verse, and the eighth verse, says about how to walk in truth. But if you look at that ninth verse, that fellow, he's walking according to the flesh. Look at that ninth verse. He's walking according to the flesh. That's not what we want to do.
Yes, Lord.
We want to live holy.
Right.
We want to walk holy.
Right.
We want to walk in truth.
Right.
And we want to tell our students that's what they have to do.
That's right.
Introduction. Is that me? praise the Lord today. I'm telling Elder Wolf, I said, she is my wife, so I said, what you did. I was telling him, go ahead. She's my wife. First, giving honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. We bless Jesus for his blessing. We thank the Lord for bringing us safely up the highway. We honor Elder Scudder and Mother Scudder and all our very fine elders and ministers, deacons, evangelists, and all of the saints. Let me thank the Lord for our president over the Sunday school, as well as his advice. We thank Jesus for how he has brought us together once again, just to praise and magnify his name. We thank the Lord for bringing us down to the close of yet another work week. Very busy, long work week. Jesus has brought us through. Thank Jesus for that. I thank the Lord. I was coming home from work today, and I was walking down the sidewalk. I commute on the train down. Thank the Lord, I don't have to drive no more.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I was running. I was down my pace. Kind of getting fast. Because all I can hear in my wife's ear, you're not going to make it. She's not going to make it. But I thank the Lord we did get down here in time. So we're grateful and glad. I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm tasked with introducing our speaker for tonight. Definitely thank the Lord for my wife. Thank Jesus for keeping us down through the years. We had a reminder the other day from our very dear sister. Her mother had kept a napkin from our wedding many, many eons ago. I'm surprised the napkin was still white. But we definitely thank the Lord for blessing my wife. We've been married for working on 21 years this year.
Amen.
21 years this year. My discouragement, but she prays for me, and I thank Jesus for that. That we thank the Lord, she's a very fine mother to my children. I thank Jesus for that. She's an example of what a woman and a wife should be. And I praise Jesus. I can tell you that it's going up, you know, no matter how much sometimes I may talk about her, she keeps her mouth shut. She does. She does. She don't comment. Now, when we get home, it's something different. She tell me flat out that you know you just mean. But I thank the Lord for my wife. I praise the Lord for her. I'm grateful. She is my best friend. And I thank the Lord for that. I believe anybody that get into marriage should learn to be friends. You're not going to treat your friends wrong. So I thank Jesus for the saints. I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to turn the service. She's supposed to be speaking out. So
deacon
Williams. They're going to make you earn your keep tonight, Deacon. Definitely thank the Lord by Deacon. After Deacon Williams blesses us with the solo, the next voice you'll hear will be our very own Mother Tawana Scudder. Let's receive him in that order,
Amen. Amen.
I've had my share of life up and down.
Yes.
God's been good to me.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let us thank the Lord for my deacon. Sing a song. I guess Jesus said, well, if you ain't going to sing it, I'll let him sing it. Thank the Lord for his word. Yes. Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to me. I don't know what St. James C. would say, yes, he is. He is the best thing, and I love him.
Yes.
I want to say a special amount to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the presence of our senior pastor, Elder Scudder, and my pastor, Elder Stephen Scudder,
yes.
Mother Scudder, Elder Rashad Walton, and his evangelist. Always see the International First Lady Walton. We always joke with each other. But also all Minister Singleton and Minister Davenport, Brother Herman, our president, and all of the saints, Elder Warrington, all of the deacons, saints, friends, missionaries, everyone that is here. I'm truly grateful for my being here. Thank the Lord for another opportunity to stand before you, just being a sister. Sunday School Conference.
Thank you.
You know, like our president was saying, it is important to make it be known that Jesus said we need the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. To go back with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just thank the Lord that for the title of the Bible, like, Lord, holy living and walking in truth. I said, Jesus, you said this quote about every scripture in the Bible. For that title, the whole word. It's all holy living and we all got to walk in truth. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ, he is the truth. I heard that we went to one church and a young lady quoted the scripture. She was saying how they thanked and said, is there anything good that can come out of Nazareth? And Peter told him, yeah, come and see. Let me tell you about a man.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about a man that I know about. His name is Jesus Christ. And I love him.
Hallelujah.
I thank someone tonight for everything. I thank him because it has been a battle for me to stand before you on tonight. The devil has fought me tooth and nail to come to this conference, but I thank the Lord for staying here on tonight. I was sick yesterday. I had to leave work because my medicine was back ordered. I didn't have medicine for a couple of days. I was like, I gotta have my medicine.
Yeah.
And I said, Jesus, if it's your will, make a way.
Because
I knew I couldn't drive. You know, everything was swollen on me. I was thinking, this is nobody's mistake. But like you said, you have to be determined in your mind what you want to do.
You'll do it.
I thought about it. You think about where, you know, my husband always said, well, Jesus, the Lord, he tasted death for us. You know, he just tasted death.
Yes.
He didn't die.
Right.
He tasted it. Hallelujah. But it said he rose again. He got up out of that grave.
Yes.
But he let us say, now you come and take me. The whole taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Come on over here and see a man that his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The taste of Jesus that he got nothing but good for us. That there is no death over here. From our Lord Jesus Christ. But I thank the Lord on tonight that because surely it is important for us to walk holy, saints. It is important for us to walk according to the truth. You know, a lot of times I make reference to the Apostle Paul because I love him. You know, they said because all throughout the word you see his understanding of, he understands what the Lord Jesus Christ had did for him in his life. You know, he told his testimony about how he was just, you know, all over the place, persecuting the saints. He thought that stuff was rock. But he understood the grace and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank the Lord that because we still talk about him today. You know, I say, you think about it, what is your life going to say? Are the saints going to still be talking about how your life was? How he pressed her way? How he did this? He stung from the bottom of his heart. Anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. That is so important for us. We got to make sure that the Lord understands our life. We connect with him. You know, because he's looking for a holy people. He said, be holy, because I'm holy. Thank you, Jesus. We got to stay holy if we want to go back to him. I always talk about that. He's not accepting anything less. We can talk about, well, this is happening, that's happening. He don't want to hear it. Like you said, he done got up on that cross, shed all of his blood. It's not going to make it. It's not going to make it. When Jesus come and cross that sky, if we got 100, like Mother John said, we could expect hellfire.
Right.
So we got to live this life. love his determination.
Yes.
I love his commitment. He had struggles. He had discouragement, just like any of the rest of us.
Right.
Just don't think because he did what he did, he didn't have no discouragement.
Right.
I love the Sunday school lesson where the Lord Jesus Christ told him, be of good cheer.
Right.
And let you know right there, he got a little discouraged every now and then.
Right.
Don't get down. Right. Don't get back up. That's what we have to do. Paul, he got back up. He kept moving. He understood his concern for the saints.
Yeah.
He's like, he said, for me to die again.
Yeah.
I'm only here because of you. Hey, if I had it my way, I'll be out of here.
Right.
But you said, no, but I'm here because I love you.
I love you.
And I love the saints.
Yeah.
And the same thing with us while we're here. We have to show that life. We got to love one another.
Right.
If we want to go back with Jesus Christ, we got to go through some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We want to go through. He didn't tell us it was going to be easy. He told me to count the cost.
Right.
Oh, you can't go on this side.
Right.
Count it up and understand. You're going to suffer for my name.
Right.
Paul understood that.
Yeah.
That's why he could say in the end, I have fought a good fight.
Yeah.
He said it with assurance. Truly have the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Therefore, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. The righteous judge is going to give me at that day. Psalms 9:78 says the Lord is preparing his throne for judgment. He's going to judge the people in righteousness. We got to stand before him and say, and we got to give an account for every single thing that has been done in our bodies. You know, but I go ahead and I say a little bit about how Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4:1-4, and I'm just quoting a few scriptures before I get where I'm going. But he encouraged the saints, you know, how we ought to walk.
Right.
And it said how we ought to walk.
Right.
And how we ought to please the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And it says so that we can abound more and more.
Right.
And it said we wonder why things may not be happening. Maybe we need to look at our walk.
Yeah.
Am I pleasing the Lord Jesus?
Right.
I tell my children, you frustrate Jesus, he's going to frustrate you.
Right.
No life is going to be a life of frustration. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get where you're going, like you said, there's no crown because all you did was just cry about your whole life.
Right.
You didn't offer nothing to him. That's if you made it back with us.
Right.
But like you said, we have to understand the importance, like he was encouraging the saints, the importance of sanctification, to abstain from those fleshly desires and lust. And it said, we ought to know, because he told them, we have told you how you are to possess your vessel in honor and in sanctification.
Right.
We know what the word says.
Right.
It is up to us to do the work.
Yep.
James 1:25 said that person that lives in that perfect law of liberty, like I said, we don't be able to maintain our life if we keep our faith in it.
Right.
We won't be like that person that looks in the glass.
Yep.
You know, and then you forget as soon as you close up the book.
Right.
But if you stay in the book,
right,
you walk in truth,
right,
you will see who you are each and every day.
That's
one thing my husband always keep before us. You know, the importance of being truthful with yourself.
Right.
And that's where, you know, I'm kind of going on tonight with abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. John 15.
Yep.
And that word has stuck with me. I mean, it was like every time I tried to turn to something else, he was like, no, you say abide. That's what you talk about. Say abide. You have to talk about abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important that we learn how to abide. Say in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And like you say, I'm going to go ahead and turn over to John 15:1-11. I printed out my scripture so I won't have to keep, you know, turning pages. But the first one, I'm going to read through it, and it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That Paul already had encouraged the saints, like he said, you need to know how to walk, how to possess your vessel of honor so that you can abound more and more.
Right.
That we got to bring forth that fruit. Our church theme for the year is talking about that fruit of holiness.
Right.
It told us already about how we were once servants of sin.
Yep.
We brought about fruit unto damnation.
Right.
That was the end. And it said the scripture was death.
Yep.
But now that you are now a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, we got to bring forth fruit unto holiness. that all of the fruit of the Spirit is so important that we bring that, that that end of that is everlasting life.
Right.
Then he goes on to say, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I thank the Lord because I was reading that one time and he talked about how the wages. You know, and I talked about that, the wages of sin is death. But the gift, he's going to give me a gift.
Right.
It's like your wages, you go ahead and do your little bit, go ahead and do your sin.
Right.
Here you go. Here's your pay.
Right.
You think about our job, our supervisor, when we get paid, there's nothing personal there.
Right.
They're just giving you your paycheck.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you for your service.
Right.
Nothing personal there.
Right.
But Jesus. Because he's taking hey, because he sees what I'm doing.
Right.
He's going to give me the gift of eternal life. Y'all don't have to worry about him not worrying. He knows not about treating me any kind of way. He's going to give me the gift.
Yes.
It's a gift to me.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's
and
right.
It's going to be way more than what I will ever think.
Right.
Like it says, it abounds more and more. Exceedingly abundant above whatever I could ask. He's looking at one that is willing and obedient.
Yes.
Don't worry about who's looking at you.
Right.
The Lord is teaching me that, and I thank Him. When you come to these doors, it's time to praise Jesus.
Right.
It's time to praise Him.
Right.
He's been good to me all day long. He's not the king. I could have died about everybody else. We look at the news all day long. They're shooting, and they're doing drugs, and they're touching the children, and they're all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Right.
Like you said here when I told you in James 1:25, that person that lives in that perfect law of liberty. Like you said, we're clean through the word.
Right.
If you keep looking in the word, I think it's John 8:31. Like you said, if you continue in my word, you'll be my disciple.
Right.
And you'll know the truth.
Right.
Because the truth will make you free.
Yes.
You always say, don't say sin.
Right.
He'll make you free. And the 36 said, he who the Son has set free,
he is free indeed.
So it's up to us to live a life. Like I said, there's no need for me to live a life of sorrow, a life of constant complaining and pray about this.
Yeah.
You know, the definition, and I'm going to the next scripture, and it says here, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine.
True.
It said, no more can ye except ye abide in me.
Right.
And I love the definition that I had for the word abide. And I'm going to read it real quick, excuse me. And it talks about, you know, Jesus. And it says here, what does it mean to abide? And it says to bear patiently.
Right.
With the Lord Jesus Christ. He told us to abide in Him.
Right.
He is the true vine.
Yes.
You can't do anything without Jesus
Christ.
Right. So if I'm going to abide in Him, I need to bear patiently. Learn how to have patience. That's what Paul told the saints over in Thessalonians as well. Be mindful of your walk of faith, your labor of love, your patience and hope for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be mindful of these things.
Yes.
That says, bear patiently. Endure without yielding.
Right.
Don't be so quick to give up on Don't be so quick to give up on Jesus.
Right.
What has He done?
What
has
He do to
me? Hey, thank you, Jesus. He keeps my heart ticking all day long.
Yep.
He's constantly blessing me.
Yep.
Who am I?
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus. It says, I got to endure without yielding.
Yep.
Stop giving up into temptation.
Right.
Don't give over to a mind that's going to pull me away from a body.
Yep.
In the true vine.
Yes.
And He's already told me, come over here and taste and see that I'm good.
Right.
I'm good to you.
Right.
And it says, learn how to wait for Him.
Yes.
Wait for Him. To accept without objection.
Right.
I love that. He's not looking for your thoughts.
Yep, that's right.
The things that you're talking about.
Yep, that's right.
This, he told Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church.
Yep.
And to get my church.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. All stable or fixed in a state. Like I said, I remember Minister Singleton, I believe somebody preached about the position
right.
that he puts us in.
Right.
When he saves us, he wants us to stay where we are.
Right.
Stay in Jesus.
Yes.
Be steadfast, unmovable, always what?
Abounding
in the word of the Lord. Because why? Your labor is not vain. Keep abounding.
Yep.
That's what Paul told the saints. Be mindful because we need you to abound on more and
yep.
more.
Yep.
Jesus said, abide in me. Because if you do, that you will bring forth much fruit.
Yep.
You will bring forth much fruit.
That's right.
Said, but I got to learn how to be still
yep.
in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Continue in place.
That's
and
right.
to conform to, I think someone read tonight, Romans 12, 1 and 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to the world. Okay?
Right.
Like I said, now we got to learn how to abide in Jesus Christ. It tells us that the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. We
right.
can't do anything
right.
without Jesus. Verse
right.
5 says, I am the vine and ye are the branch.
Yes.
He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
That's right.
He goes to Mark 10:27, with men, things are impossible. But with me, all things are possible. And you got to learn how to say, I can do all things through Jesus Christ. Because he gives me the strength. We can do it. He wouldn't give it to us.
Yes,
if we can't do it,
thank
you,
right.
Jesus. What is it? Upon you that such a common command, but God is stable. He won't suffer you to be tempted above what you're able. But he'll make a way of escape so that you can bear it.
Yes.
This is all a part of a holy walk.
Yes.
And walking in truth.
Right.
Because he lets me know in his word,
yep.
I'm here for you.
Right.
I'm here.
Right.
All you gotta do is learn how to abide in me.
Right.
Be still.
Right.
Stop talking.
Right.
Listen to what I'm telling you.
That's right.
Do the word.
Jesus.
And I thank him because that was not all coming down. Like, you know, for the past couple of weeks before the new year even came in, I asked the Lord, I said, Jesus, you don't know what the new year brings all the time.
Yep.
But one thing, I want you to help me to learn how to accept your will.
Yep.
I think that's in John 9:31.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about how you know, those that took the mission, we talked about the missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, he don't hear the cries of the sinners.
Yep.
Said, but those that want to worship him and do his will,
yep.
he'll hear that cry.
Yep.
And he'll say, and this is the other scripture he told me here. He says, verse 7, if you abide in me, and I'm going to go back, and my words abide in you, you shall ask
hey,
what he will, and
right.
it shall be done to you. And I love that. So, you know, sometimes people say, well, I asked the Lord, and he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but was it his will?
Right.
Was it his will?
Right.
You will ask what he said, you will ask what ye will.
Right.
But if I'm walking according to his word,
right. Right.
and my mind is on Jesus,
right.
I'll learn to ask according to his will. Even though I may want it done in my life.
Right.
So when I ask him,
right.
and it's according to his will, he
right.
said it will be done
right.
unto you.
Right.
So I thank the Lord for that because that's all a part of abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He has so much in store for us. And we don't want to miss out. Say, boy. And verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them. And cast them into the fire.
Yep.
And they are burned.
Yep.
Then that's what you are good for. It's nothing.
Yep.
Like I said, when the salt has lost its savor, you're good for nothing. Like I remember Minister Reynolds preached about, have you tasted yourself lately?
Yes.
I love that thing.
Yep.
We got to learn how to keep refreshing ourselves.
That's right.
The Lord Jesus Christ. I got to keep being refreshed.
Yep.
Every time I come into the house of the Lord, I got to have another praise for him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know, you think about this thing, it's real personal.
Yep.
You think about Jesus, keep me off, your heart is still ticking.
Yep.
And if we sit here and we don't give him no praise,
yep.
your heart is still ticking. Yep. Your heart is still ticking.
That's right.
And we thought we may not give him no praise.
Jesus.
But he's still good to us.
Yes.
He still is good to us, yes. no matter what. Because he said he wants all men to be saved. And if I'm not saved,
Yep.
Like he said, so when we stand before him in the end, we won't be able to say anything at all.
Right.
Because he's going to let you know I done did all I could for
right.
you.
Yes.
But when I stretched out my hand, you didn't want
none
to do all
yes.
You didn't want none of my reproof.
Yep.
Every time I tried to correct you and say
Jesus.
Something to you, you didn't want to listen.
Yep.
You thumbed your nose up. You know, you said you had all these objections.
Right.
So you said you didn't want to abide in it.
Yes.
So we got to learn how to humble ourselves.
Jesus.
Enjoy
yes.
the Lord.
Jesus.
Everything is not going to go the way you want it.
Right.
Unfortunately not.
Yep.
Like, but, like Paul said, he told those saints over there in Thessalonica, he told them, when I came to you all, I didn't come in no nonsense,
yep.
no foolishness,
yep.
no deceit.
Yep.
He said, so therefore, when you heard the word,
yep.
you received
you
the word.
Received.
And then you began to be followers of the Lord Jesus
right.
Christ. Well, and you understood what it was to go through affliction.
Yep.
But while you were going through, you still had joy
yep.
in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. You still had joy. You still had joy in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love.
Right.
As we told the saints, keep your labor of love.
Right.
Your labor. Jesus said, this is how all men know that you're my disciples, your love.
Right.
For one for another.
Right.
He said, I got to show the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, if you keep my commandments, you will stay in my love.
Right.
You will continue to abide in my love.
Right.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
Right.
Like he said, if you love him, you will keep his commandments. You will keep his commandments. You know, and I thank the Lord. I said, you know, we were talking about one of the Sunday school lessons one time. And I said, you know, it got to get to the point where people say, come on and do this. No. You know, not don't even think twice about it. No. If it ain't Jesus, no.
Right.
If it's going to mess up my soul,
right.
yeah. going back with you,
yep.
no.
Yep.
No. And I'm going to be okay standing.
Yep.
Why? Because I understand I have a Savior that's coming.
Right.
Come on, try this.
Right.
Come on, go over here. Come on, do no.
Right.
And say it with confidence. No.
Right.
Why? Because I love Jesus.
Right.
My soul it wants to go back to Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't worry about, I can't have no hesitations when he comes
right.
back. I tell the same God, I live this life, I love him so much.
Yes.
When he comes back to me, I don't want nothing blocking it at
that's
all.
That's right.
When he said a twinkling, Bishop said faster than a blink.
Right.
And say, yo, you try to blink your eyes, twinkling is a little bit faster.
Right.
That's how fast you're going to be changed.
Yep.
I gotta go.
I gotta
get out of here. There's too much stuff going on there.
Right.
He doesn't see it already.
Right.
Hey, it ain't unfolding itself all the way.
Right.
But we seeing a taste of it.
Yep.
A taste of death.
Yep.
That the Lord Jesus Christ, he saved you, but he took the sting out of
yep.
the Lord so that we can be saved.
Yep.
So it's our blood. If we die, we go to hell. It's nobody's fault.
Yep.
We can't even imagine what it is that he has for us. He just telling your little affliction, it ain't even worth it.
Right. Right.
Don't even talk about that stuff. But what I got for you,
yep.
if you ain't in there,
yep.
it's going to blow your mind.
Right.
He gave it all to us. You said we can't stop. Keep walking.
That's right.
That's why says Jesus. It says here, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And he said, this is what Paul was saying. Even though you go through, you still maintain joy in the Holy Ghost. He's telling us that if we keep abiding in him, he said, my joy will stay in you. And it will be full. If I abide in him and keep loving him, thank you, Jesus. Like he said, so we'll get a full reward for him. I think it was the 2 John 1:8. And it talks about let us not lose those things which we have wrought. We've taken the time to work to get this far in Jesus. Don't leave him. Don't step aside from him. He's still good. He's good every single day. But it's up to us, saints, to get in him, to abide in him. And I need that be patient. Stay still. Don't give him your thoughts. He don't need them. He already knows what you need. He out there clothing the flowers and the birds. They know what Jesus. They know Jesus is gonna feed them, so they don't even know that. Lord. Like you said, but us, we got the problem. Things not moving fast enough for us. Learn to be still. Some things are not for us. If we want Jesus to keep us, and we're about some things are just not for us. And we have to learn to say amen. Because I want to go back with him. And I truly believe and say we hang in there, the Lord is going to give us something so beautiful. Like you said, we talk about those crowns that was kind of mentioned. Like them, you know, we heard them down through the years, like laying those things at Jesus Christ's feet. Like you said, some people want to be saved. Some people are going to make it, but some just not going to have nothing to lay at his feet. And why is that? Because they struggle with themselves the whole time. Every time you turn around, Jesus had to come and say something else to you. He was going to get you together. But you made it in. But those of us that work, like you said, that gift, we want that gift for them. Do you imagine us laying them at his feet?
At his feet. Get out the way.
He's coming. He's coming. Everyone, move. Get out the way. Make way. My Savior is coming.
That's right.
Coming. Please move. I want him to. That's what I got to do in my mind. In my mind. Don't let it be an hour show. Do it in my mind. So Jesus can bless our lives.
That's right.
Always keep that in mind. No matter what you think in your mind about the church, Jesus is the Lord's church. He does what he wants with his church. This is his church. Thank you, Jesus. All he told us to do was obey his word and stay with him until he comes back to get us. Okay, so let's continue to walk in truth. Continue to stay in his word. And you will know what his word is. He already knows everything that's going on. He knows everything. He don't need us a voice for him. But just learn how to humble ourselves and watch ourselves. Like he said, sometimes we be busy talking, we don't watch our own self. Like he said, we don't want to miss out on what the Lord Jesus Christ has for us. Keep living holy. Keep walking in truth. I love this whole thing. Like he said, when I opened, I was like, Lord, don't even know. This is like scriptures everywhere. You get a whole bunch of them, but because like you're saying, Jesus is word.
Yes.
It's his word. We won't know what his will is if we don't pick it up.
Yes.
And we can't blame nobody.
No.
Pick up the Bible and read his word and thank to us. Study his word because he is good to us, thank. And he has the best for us. So I pray the Lord bless you. So if anything, you can learn to abide in him. Learn to stay with Jesus. Abide. That word stayed in my ear. Let it stay in yours. Abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. Like you said, because if you're not going to bring forth the fruit, he's going to cut you off.
Yes.
For those that do bear forth the fruit, he is going to keep purging us.
Yes.
Purging may not feel good sometimes, but he's going to do it because why? I need to abide on more and more.
Yes.
I need to bring forth more fruit.
That's
more
right.
fruit. More fruit. So that I can lay something at his feet.
Yes.
So we thank the Lord on tonight. Thank you. Yes. I thank the Lord. And we're going to turn the service back in the hand of the pulpit. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.